Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida. To great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And of course, a special shout always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That also includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers getting the job done there, delivering the packages and the mail to everybody. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then we have our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out. You can hear the show over there. You can also take advantage of all the different things that we have there on the website. And you can even hear people like this gentleman that we're going to bring on, who's got a link over there, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, host of The Kyle Warren Show.
All right, well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yippee-i-yo, cow patty. All righty, we'll let them go back inside. There they go. It's not a bad night here tonight. It's 63 degrees at the moment, so that's not bad. A little warmer than what it was last night when it was in the 50s, so I'll take that.
Well, I wish we could do the same, but we're actually 10 degrees cooler than you tonight, Captain. 53 checking in with.
What's going on out there? Global warming?
Something. Well, it's actually going to be heating up as we go through Wednesday. Looks like we're going to have a high of 74. Thursday's primed to hit 80.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, we got that one. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. Last night we had something called the State of the Union message, and we had the Munchkin in charge, our El Presidente, Weeko El Presidente, make some comments, and I'm going to start with some of the things that he had to say, because I got some audio here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Let's listen to this comment. That is, if I can...
Try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it.
Okay. So.
Yeah. What was he saying? If you raised to do the what kind of jobs?
Residuing jobs. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that was, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on script or not. But he continued his lie about the Republicans in this next statement. This is a little bit longer, so listen to this one.
Friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it. Unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant... But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks, the idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks,
okay, how did he go from Social Security being cut by the Republicans to we're not going to default on the debt, all in the same sentence, talking about one thing, and then he turned around and talked about something else? This guy is a moron.
Well, it was kind of disjointed in that sense, and Captain, I think most Americans were probably, if they tuned in at all tonight to see Joe Biden, they probably wanted to hear something about unity, something about how we're going to fix the problems, the obvious problems that we're looking at. But instead, I think they got a recitation of why it's all the Republicans' fault for everything. It's the GOP.
All right.
On and on.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren. There was some unity talk in there, and then there was some Marjorie Taylor Greene. Ho, ho, vintage Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll get to that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Nimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it away. Thanks very much. And before we get back to our discussion about the great State of the Union speech last night with some of the people that observed it, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're going to play her in just a minute. I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I take it every day. I start my day with it. And I have for the past 9 years. And the reason I take it is because it works. Now, I've had an issue, a problem with my legs and my ankle and my feet. And this reduces the inflammation, which reduces the pain, which reduces the swelling that I have that comes with it. How about that? Didn't think it was possible, huh? Well, it is. And I don't need to have the compression socks and this, that, and the other, and all that other sort of stuff, because I can get by with regular socks that aren't as tight or as restricting as the compression socks just by taking Relief Factor. Now, it's only $19.95. For the 3-week quick start, you'll know when you take this product whether or not it's going to work for you. You'll know. And if it doesn't, they tell you, hey, just tell us you don't want any more and you won't get billed anymore. You'll only be out $20, but at least you tried. It works for me. It'll work for thee. That's my theory on it. Because I have taken it, and this is a product that's been out there for a while. I've been advertising it, as I said, talking about it for 9 years ever since I started to take it. Now, the reason it works is because it's all natural. It's 100% drug free. The combination of the ingredients in the Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to fight inflammation, which is what causes pain, which is what causes swelling. Now, it lowers or eliminates the pain that you're in. It goes straight to the source of wherever the problem is. And if there's a multiple source, it can do that too. So, there you go. Now, all you got to do to get the $19.95 3-week quick start is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs, and that's what you'll get, and away you go. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene was kind of the hit of the party last night. She was one of the people that jumped up and called Biden a liar and made some jeers. She cheered a little bit, but she did a lot of jeering and a lot of yelling, along with some of the other Republicans that were there, and all's fair in love and war, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay, so this is part of what she said. She had just gotten back into her office, and she immediately took to Twitter, and this was what she said from her office.
I just got back to my office after listening to the State of the Union with Joe Biden, and part of the time we couldn't really understand what he was saying as he was yelling at people, yelling through the applause and mumbling through his words. Some of the things that we did hear didn't make any sense. Joe Biden claimed to care about the border and talked about fentanyl deaths, which is the number one cause of young people ages 18 to 45, but yet has no plan to secure the border. And frankly, we all know he doesn't care about the border because Joe wants the border wide open. That's the whole problem with Joe. We also heard him talk about McDonald's non-compete fees. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't hear anybody at home worrying about these terrible fights between different fast food companies. Joe Biden did talk a lot about communism, though, and controlling private companies, and I think that's something that should concern every single American and every single business owner. I will tell you one thing Joe Biden did lie about. He didn't know what he was talking about a lot of the time, but he did, frankly, lie, talking about Republicans and Social Security and Medicare. We have not talked about cutting Social Security and Medicare. Joe Biden has been claiming that we're going to cut Social Security and Medicare, but we're not. So we called him out on the House floor. I called him a liar because that's what Joe Biden is. Either he doesn't know what he's talking about or he's just flat out lying. The one thing he did not talk about was the one thing he should have talked about. He should have apologized to America for the Chinese spy balloon that he allowed to traverse across our country, spy on our military bases, spy on our food factories, spy on our cities, spy on our entire country. They knew about it on January 28th, still allowed it to enter our airspace, spy on our country, and never did a damn thing about it until it left our country on February 4th. Joe Biden is weak. Joe Biden can't stand up to China. Joe Biden cannot protect our country. He can't protect our borders. And Joe Biden doesn't know anything he's talking about. That's the state of our union.
Wow. Way to go, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, yeah, that's a real refutation, of course, of everything Joe Biden was talking about or tried to get across to the American people. But what's happening, Captain, of course, a State of the Union like this really is just a big commercial, and typically is for any president. It's a big commercial for you know, here's what we've done. In fact, his thing tonight was, let's finish the job, right? That's sort of their angle on it.
And just exactly what is finishing the job?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question, because it sounds like, let's finish the job of making sure the border's always open. Let's finish the job to make sure that we're subservient.
Well, you didn't exactly say it the way I thought you were going to say it. How about, let's finish the job of destroying America as we know it into what we, the communist progressive Democrats, want it to be?
Well, exactly. The idea that all traditionally the policies that would have broad support between both parties are just now trying to be thrown onto the ash heap of history by these very kinds of so-called progressives or, you know, the far left, because they almost see the end in sight on this kind of thing, because they know that it's not sustainable for the country to continue to have an open border, to continue to have an economy economy that goes out of control, to continue to be weak to a major geopolitical adversary like China. It's just not sustainable. And so it's almost a charade to come out and do this kind of speech the way that he's framed it tonight.
Well, you know, we realize what's going on here. And we realize that the enemies of the state, the enemies of the country, do not have an R after their name. They have a D. And we've even got a couple of I's that actually are D's that are involved in this, too. And one of them would be Bernie Sanders. Now, did you notice that the Democrats once again teed off on Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, that they're going after them again?
Well, sure. Well, one of the problems, Captain, is that there are a lot of Democrats, not just in the government or in the Congress, but across the highways and byways, that also reject the very far left, the extremists, just as in the Republican Party, most Republicans reject the very far alt-right extremist sections. And so what's at a loss here is that these groups don't somehow get together and say, this has got to stop. The more moderate or centrist of both parties get together and say, this has got to stop. But we seem to be carried along on this freight train out of control that says it's extremism or nothing. And that's where I think a lot of Americans are perplexed.
Well, the progressives are currently aiming their vitriol at two of their own for gridlock for the Biden centerpiece called Build Back Better. And they're going after Sinema, and they're going after Manchin for that particular incident.
Well, sure, yeah, and even included in that statement, "Build Back Better," is all front loaded in the sense that we're gonna whatever we have here, whatever America has really been about for so long, what the bedrock of America is. Well, no, that's we're gonna build it back, and it's gonna be better, and we're gonna put something in place that we don't know exactly how to describe it, but it's really gonna be better. And doesn't everybody just want that? And that's they play on these assumptions, but what they really mean, Captain, is that they want to replace the system that we have with something that actually continues their power structure ad infinitum, forever.
Well, one of the things they want to do forever is raise taxes and change the tax system, and that was mentioned somewhat last night. Did you hear it?
Oh, I did. That's when the president leaned into the microphone and said, the tax code is not fair. It's not fair. And that again, that's code for we're going to come by and tax everybody. In fact, I saw something earlier today, Captain, about the IRS going after tips for restaurant workers.
Oh, we'll get into that when we come back. We'll get in when we come back because they're going after the people on the low end of the spectrum. Wait till we tell you about this one, folks. Hold on there, Kyle. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday Morning Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Michael Jackson's estate is preparing to make a massive deal for half of its catalog. TMZ is reporting Michael Jackson's estate is considering selling a 50% interest for nearly $900 million. There appears to be a talk of a sale happening between the estate and Sony, which is Jackson's long-term label. Reports say the sale would only go down if the estate maintains total control and management over the catalog. If actualized, it would be the biggest deal ever in the music catalog market. A Michigan man says he was left with a $1,000 bill after his six-year-old son ordered a virtual smorgasbord of food from several restaurants last weekend, leading to a string of unexpected deliveries. Keith Stonehouse said the food piled up quickly at his Detroit-area home Saturday night after he let his son, Mason, use his cell phone to play a game before bed. He said the youngster instead used his father's Grubhub account to order food from one restaurant after another. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That would be Mike Lindell. Now, MyPillow has got a brand new pillow that's out on display right now. And he's selling it as buy one, get one. What that means is any size pillow you want, you buy one pillow, you get the other one for free. That's quite a deal because his pillows range from $19.95 on up to $39 and $49, depending on what you want to get and how you want to get it. So you can save some money that way. That's just one way. The other way is to go to the website, MyPillow.com, and take a look at all the stuff that's on sale there. Now, he has a page called the Radio Listener Specials page. You go into that page when you get to the website, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and shop till you drop. Shop till you drop. By the way, they have a phone number you can call, too, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call that number, and they'll tell you what is what and where it's at and if they have it and what the sizes are, or if they need to have a size or whatever the deal is. They'll work with you on the phone, just like you're talking to me right now and I'm talking to you on the radio. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of the buy one, get one on the MyPillow pillows, the brand new MyPillows, and they are really something. And then take advantage of the other things that are there at the Radio Listener Specials page. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, we were talking before we went to the break about the waiters and waitresses and what's going to happen to them. You can let us in on a little bit of what you know, and then I'll clean it up. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, Captain, some of the hardest working people in our society, of course, are those who work in restaurants and serve at bars and so forth, and they really, really depend on the tips that they get for providing great service to their customers. So it's not just, you know, many, you know, you go and you pay for a meal, and a lot of people will tip, of course. Not everybody will tip up to 20%, but it's very important to these people as they're maybe going to school or they're working a second job or what have you. Well, Captain, this the IRS and the Biden administration wants to come after these particular people and really go after their tips and tax them on them. And they're going to have to report them in a very strict way. And if they don't report them in a specific way, they're going to get estimated. And so it could be a real tax blow to people who, number one, aren't making a lot of money to begin with.
Well, all of what you said is absolutely true, and it's going to make it very tough for the average guy or girl that waits tables to try to make a living and get a little extra money set aside, because there's going to be the tax on whatever. If they don't fill out the form correctly that they have to fill out, then it's going to be done for them by the place of business through the sales tabs that they have, the cash register receipt or the tickets they turn in for the orders that they've sold, whichever it is. And it'll be done that way, and then they'll have to pay a tax on those numbers that are there. And it's not going to be easier or cheaper. It's going to be more expensive and harder.
Well, sure. And I think it begs the question, Captain, as the president, as I said, leaned into the microphone of the State of the Union and said the tax code is not fair. And, of course, he did talk about the rich paying, quote, their fair share and this kind of stuff. But wait a minute. I thought, well, the rich are supposed to pay their fair share. But what about, as you said, those who are trying to make a little extra money or, you know, is that fair to go after them in this regard? It doesn't seem like it at all, Captain, that this is somehow a great fairness in our society.
Until they get rid of the loopholes that are there for the major corporations that make, say, maybe $40 million a year and then write everything off and pay nothing in taxes, it will never change.
No, it really won't. And but again, you know, the Democrat administration, the Democrat Party elite present themselves as caring about the working person, as caring about, quote unquote, the little guy. But this really just flies in the face of that. What it means is that they want the money. They want the money from all the different people, from all walks of life. The rich paying their fair share is just really a ruse to get people to say, oh, yeah, adopt whatever tax code you want to. That's fine with us because we're going to make those rich pay the fair share, finally. And but it's really it's engineered to go after all Americans.
And Wally is chiming in the chat room. He says, wish I could go meet KJ, but I can't drive. Well, take an Uber. I don't know where he lives.
Yep.
Take an Uber. You can take one Uber and take one back. It's very simple. I don't know what they charge, but maybe he's on a bus line, too. You can take a bus. But anyway, and that's on Thursday. We'll get into that a little bit later. All right. Well, did you see George Santos and who he was sitting next to?
I think it was Senator Romney. Yeah.
And they had a little tit for tat, tay for tay, back and forth. Romney said that, in no uncertain words, that Santos was crazy. And the focus now seems to be on the House Ethics Committee that's investigating him, George Santos, to see what it is that he did, if he did anything illegal, which is still questionable. I mean, apparently you can lie and be a congressman. We all know that, right?
Well, sure, of course.
Yeah, you can lie and you can be a member of Congress. That's not a problem. But who knows? Who knows what's going to transpire next with these people? But anyway, Romney is not all that happy about Mr. Santos and The comment was made yesterday that he thought he was a little bit off his rocker. Now, the now Sarah Huckabee.
If you don't mind, Captain, I was just going to say, I think I'm with Mitt Romney on this one.
Yeah, there's something wrong there. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave the GOP response to the Democrats' speech last night to Joe Biden's State of the Union. And she said that Dems follow false idols as America is losing their liberties. I believe that's an accurate statement.
Well, yeah, exactly. She also talked about the choice between Democrats and Republicans as a choice between normal and crazy. And, of course, I know she's not talking about the people across the highways and byways who identify and as Democrat in the Democrat Party, but she's talking about this thing that is now sort of starting to take over, whether you call it woke or what have you. It just seems as though the Democrat Party elite are following, you know, they're going after these sort of quote false gods unquote of politics and of our civilization, and they're leading us down this path that just seems to lead to destruction. They're not talking about building things; they're talking about tearing them down. And Captain, whenever we see things in history where they tear down the statues and they tear down all the stuff and they rewrite the history and all the kind of, we've seen this stuff before.
Have you talked to anybody about Newsmax lately?
Well, sure. Yeah, we've been following what's happening with Newsmax, especially with DirecTV.
Have you had people coming up to you saying that they took Newsmax off the TV?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Well, they didn't take them off the TV. They took them off satellite TV. They are very much on the TV, on the internet television. And all you got to do is go to their website, newsmax.com, and you can get it for free. You don't have to buy cable or internet or nothing to get it. You can buy it, you get it for free, have it on your telephone when you're walking around, driving around, have it in your house on your computer, and you've got it. Boom, very simple.
Well, of course, you know, if you have a Roku or if you have an Apple TV, box, you can get the app as well for Newsmax.
All you need is the internet. You don't need the TV. All you need is the internet. You don't need a TV. And many of these smart TVs come with internet. So you're still going to get Newsmax on the television.
Well, that's right, and you get it through the app that you can download. They have a special app just for Newsmax, and that's how you can watch it, say, on your big screen TV.
But you don't even need to do that. All you got to do is go to the website and click on the Newsmax TV, and boom, you're there. That's all you got to do.
Right, and it all feeds through the internet. You're right.
That's correct. So for the people that keep coming up to me going, oh, they took Newsmax off the air, it's not on television, you can't get it anymore. I said, well, do you have a computer? Yeah. Well, you can get it on your computer. What do you mean? You tell them and it's like they're in shock. Oh, well.
Wow. Yep.
All right, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yeah, we got some things to talk about. There is some weather out there, kind of skating around the countryside. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday Morning Edition. I shall return.
Let's listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Someday I'm gonna be famous. Do I have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it. Thanks to reality shows. Can't wait today to supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. It's when you're a celebrity. It's adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool just cause you're on TV. When my latte isn't just how
way. And I'll get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids. They'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. When you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. No matter what you do, people think you're cool just cause you're on TV. I can fall in and out of love, have marriages that barely last a month. When they go down the drain, I blame it on the fame. Say it's just so tough being a celebrity.
Alrighty, that song goes out by request, and we'll apply that one to Kyle Warren because he's a celebrity. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Am I?
You are now. Anyway, right. That came from Jeff, and Jeff wanted to hear that one, so we played that for Jeff. But all there right. You go. Now, some weather statement here before I give you the weather. Snow showers, squalls, and strong winds will affect portions of the Cascades and Rockies through Wednesday. That's out your way. Meanwhile, a developing storm across the southern plains will track towards the Great Lakes into Thursday as severe thunderstorms, flash flooding, and strong winds are forecast in the mid-lower Mississippi Valley. Heavy snow is possible in the upper Midwest and a wintry mix for the Northeast through Friday. And we can see all of that brewing right now, and I can see the lake effect machine starting to churn up on Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, tonight we're going to start in the Central Valley of California, where we've got a dense fog advisory starting right around Bakersfield as you head up California 99 towards Sacramento. And then as you head up Interstate 5, you're still going to be in that dense fog advisory all the way up through into the Manteca area, basically, as you're heading up Interstate 5 just before you start heading over west towards San Francisco. So do be aware of that if you're trucking through that area. We've also got some snow on the radar map tonight. This is going to be just east of Seattle. As you come out of Seattle, you're going to still have rain down near Tacoma as well. As you head down Interstate 5 through Longview, you've got some rain and maybe spots of rain here and there around Portland, Oregon right now. But also, Captain, we've got snow coming out of the northern part of Idaho as you head into Montana down I-90, especially if you're heading down through Missoula, Montana, south of there through Stevensville down to Hamilton, U.S. Highway 93. You're still going to be with you as you head down south from Missoula just before you hit Deer Lodge right now. So do be aware of that. And we continue, of course, with other winter weather advisories through the southern part of Montana there. Also, if you're in the Cody, Wyoming area, as you head over towards Idaho, it looks like we've got some areas where black ice is possible overnight. So do be aware of that because that can be incredibly dangerous, obviously. High wind warnings for our friends in Cheyenne heading up I-80 towards Laramie and up towards Elk Mountain. And we also have a winter weather advisory there. And then we've also got a high wind watch in eastern Colorado tonight as you head out of Denver, but pretty much right where you get to the border there with Kansas. So be aware of that. More next hour, and back to you.
Well, yeah, the winds are all along the border there. You are right, Kansas and Colorado, and they are all along that western border. Goodland, Texas, you might get blown over into there from Colorado, but then things will calm down. We do have some rain in the southern part of Missouri tonight, coming out of Oklahoma on 44. It'll be along the baseline. Fort Leonard Wood will have some rain, and it'll be all the way across to the southern part of Illinois. Then you'll be sporadic after that. A little bit of rain in northern Arkansas tonight, up around Bentonville. And you've got some rain and fog mixed up in the northeastern corner of Iowa and the southwestern corner of Wisconsin. You do have a little blustery wind going on up there on Lake Michigan tonight, and there's a possibility of some not only wind but some downrange snow in the northern part of Indiana and the northwest corner of Ohio. Now, moving over to the east, Lake Erie, from Ripley, New York to Buffalo. There is a winter storm watch because the lake effect machine is cranking up again over there, and it's going to start dumping some snow on there later today through Thursday through Friday. And it could get very interesting very quickly over there. Same applies for Buffalo over across to the lee shore of Lake Ontario right there by Lake Oneida Lake, Brewerton, and then on up to the St. Lawrence River. You also have the same winter storm watches are in effect with winds in northern New York, Vermont, let's see, New Hampshire, the western part of Maine, and the coastline coming on down around Cape Cod and then down towards Long Island. And then there's a little bit of fog possible tonight down the Chesapeake Valley and down along the coastline of North Carolina. We do have some fog tonight to speak of and some rain down there in New Orleans, all along the coastline from Mississippi, from the Mississippi-Alabama line all the way across to the Texas line. We have some fog right there, right along the edge of the coast. And then coming up out of New Orleans, probably 40 or 50 miles up 555, you're going to see some rain there as well going up into Mississippi and some fog as it'll take you up a little ways, probably 40 or 50 miles. And that's what we got right now that we're looking at for the weather. Now, Kyle, we do have a little bit of wind to talk about, too, down in the Keys, but it's not all that, the weather's not all that bad down there. A little breeze down there isn't going to hurt at all. So tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget you want to stop into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center wherever you are across the continental United States of America. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest location to you as you're out there on the highways and byways. And when you do, also be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app. And when you do that, you're going to start stretching your wallet with all the great benefits you're going to get as from joining the My Rewards Plus program. That means you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that's available at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You're also going to be able to activate what they call push for points and start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. So it's a great deal. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And I used to get some pretty neat stuff there. I'd save up my points for Christmas time. I remember one year I got a nice fancy thermos, an Aladdin thermos, which was really nice. And then I had, of course, a couple of the big coffee cups that I got that could have been used for not only coffee, but also they were the big tumbler type that could have been used for soda, too. So whatever. But it was always a pleasure to be able to accumulate the points and see what I could get with it. All right, I hear the music. Very here cool. Comes. Hold on there, Mr. Kyle. And folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a good day wherever you're at. If not, go ahead and make it a good day. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.